KP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Millions of people across Southern California are facing new wildfire warnings, while nearly 90,000 households have had power shut off as utilities seek to keep their lines from sparking new blazes. Santa Ana winds began gusting over the mountains before sunrise.
The worst winds are predicted today for the late afternoon and into Wednesday.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in the LA region critical.
Police announced roughly 50 arrests for looting, flying drones in fire zones, violating curfew and other crimes. LA Police Chief Jim McDonald says three for starting fires.
Officers responded to a radio call of an arson suspect at the location who had ignited a nearby trash can, which was extinguished by the LA City Fire Department.
In Washington, Sagar Magani reports it was a testy confirmation hearing for President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon.
Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth cited his combat experience as one reason to confirm him as defense secretary.
It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm.
While Hegseth's military background is seen as an asset, he also faces accusations of heavy drinking and womanizing. Top panel Democrat Jack Reed says he cannot back Hegseth.
I do not believe that you are qualified to meet the overwhelming demands of this job.
Fellow Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand blasted Hegseth's past comments that women straight up should not serve in combat roles.
You will have to change how you see women to do this job well, and I don't know if you are capable of that.
Panel Chair Roger Wicker.
Admittedly, this nomination is unconventional.
Hegseth faces perhaps the hardest confirmation path of any Trump pick. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Inflation at the wholesale level rose last month. Higher energy prices the main reason. The Labor Department's producer price index up 0.2% from November. Year over year, prices up 3.3%. The increase slightly less than economists said forecast. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Most stocks rose on Wall Street following an encouraging update on inflation, but drops for Eli Lilly and some other influential stocks kept indexes in check. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 221 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Stocks got some help from a report that inflation in wholesale prices wasn't as bad as expected last month. Lilly weighed on the market after seeing growth for some of its blockbuster products wasn't as strong as it expected. Lilly fell 0.6%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.